Amen. Don't neglect the gifts. When you don't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit will intercede. Don't forget that. In the night, in the morning, in the daytime, driving, walking, sleeping, in the bathroom, wherever you might be, in the shower. Pray. Absolutely pray. In fact, in the telephone Bible study today, we're reading 1 Corinthians 13 and 13, it says, now I have given up childish things. And a lot of people take that scripture and see there that those gifts, those are childish things. And I just, nobody said that. I just had this thought. And the thing that came to me was the simple fact that what does Jesus say? Unless you become like a child, you'll not see the kingdom of heaven. So there's a lot of things that the Lord has given us, and the Bible tells us to desire spiritual gifts. To desire spiritual gifts. Those are something that God gives us. We desire the blessing of the Lord, don't we? We desire the healing of the Lord. We desire the protection of the Lord. We desire the wisdom of the Lord. We desire all those things that will be added to us when we seek first the kingdom of God. We desire all those things. And he mentions clearly, desire spiritual gifts. And so it might have something to do with today's message. But it was God's message. A reminder. Don't we want God to remind us? Oh man, we want God to remind us. Whatever we need to be reminded of, we want to be reminded. Now today, we want to talk about how we wait. How are you waiting? How's your waiter? We go to the restaurant, we want our waiter to be good or our waitress to be good, right? We want good service. How's our waiter? How's our waiting? Those who wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. They will mount wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They walk and they will not faint. Waiting upon the Lord. Wait, I say. Wait upon the Lord. Simple words. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always. Had a funeral this week, and I was told nothing sad. That's a ticket to ride for me, and I just was praying about that, and that I just started with rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. And people joined in singing, rejoice in the Lord always, after they got over the fact that we were going to do a funeral that way. And it was I loved it. And other people did too. We hooted and hollered in the funeral. Come on, let's give a holler. And people hooted and hollered, Give a yell, give a cheer, giving glory to God. Giving glory to God. You need to let that glory to God out regularly. Practicing our faith. Doing those things that God calls us to do. Doing those things that our innermost being calls us to do. Doing what God has put in us. Not being held captive by, I'm not that way. Somebody said, praise the Lord or I'll cut your head off. I'd praise the Lord. In fact, I'd praise the Lord and praise the Lord and praise the Lord and praise the Lord till they ran away. and thank them for reminding me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. When you praise the Lord, it feels better. It really does. If you'll let it. See, don't despise those spiritual gifts that God gives us. We're all waiting for something, aren't we? I've learned to be content with whatever it is, Paul said, but I really think I thank you for this gift. He didn't say, don't ever do this again. He said, but I want you to know, this isn't what I was praying for, but hallelujah, God knows what I needed. Right? Oh, I know, it's not there. You have to imagine sometimes. But he's able to do abundantly above and beyond what we can hope or what? Imagine. Yes, I have learned to be content. I have. I think maybe sometimes it doesn't show, but I got to work on that. But Jesus makes me content. He makes everything work. Jesus makes everything work. Jesus can give me sleep in the night, and Jesus can give me awake in the night. Or Jesus can take advantage of my awake at night. I will awake and seek the one that I love. Just little tidbits that God put in his word. Little things. Wait. What a reminder. Just wait. You know? I mean, if somebody's saying to me, just wait, I'm anticipating something good. Wait for it. You know, plan. Are we going to plan for the good or the bad? We're going to plan for the good. We're not going to worry about what could be. We're going to rejoice in what could be. You see, there's a difference in looking at what could be. There's a difference in looking, okay, how do I wait? We're waiting. So we can, if we allow ourselves to, we can grow weary in waiting. But those who wait upon the Lord, he'll renew their strength. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and they will not faint. Last night I was on autopilot or late afternoon because I thought it was a nice warm day. It'd be a good day to teach the weeds a lesson. And so I was spraying. And I mean, I was on autopilot. Just kept moving. You know? One time we had a boxcar load of Black Beauty aggregate that came in and we unloaded it in Aberdeen. Black Beauty came in 100-pound bags. And we were unloading it. The crew was helping, and I just kept carrying bags. They said, you're a machine. Just kept moving. And we got that boxcar unloaded. There's a lot of bags. I don't know how many bags, but the boxcar was full because we opened the door, and you had to start taking out bags to get in to get more bags. And so it was a good workout. And it was hot. It wasn't a cool fall day. It was hot. It was a nice hot day, so you could really get a sweat going, you know? And you just keep going. Well, faith keeps going. Faith keeps going. And when faith keeps going, faith keeps growing. We have those things to remind us. Okay, I was a lot younger when we did that. A lot younger. And I don't want to do it again. But I would try. Look at that old guy go. And I'm not old, I'm just older. But the truth of the matter is when I'm on autopilot, I can remember, that's a memory. I'll let that memory carry me forward. You know? When John was helping me to put up our addition, even I thought it was silly that they dug the basement in October. But we proved, after we got done putting that up, people all over started building in the winter. It was cold, wasn't it, bro? Oh, it was cold. You know? And once your fingers got numb, then you could keep going. But it was cold. It was. By the time we got the deck on and I'm out there snow blowing the deck, good snowy winter, needed that to test the water resistance of it. I don't know. But it was I just had a laugh, you know. This is crazy. This is crazy. But you want to know something? In that big storm that lifted people's roofs and shifted their houses, take a look. It just stood there with God in front of it. Bring it on. I meander, okay? But there are things that we can allow to be the things that remind us of how faithful God is. And if we'll take them, they will build us up, being built up in our most holy faith. You know, so how are we waiting? And if we're waiting wearying or we're waiting doubting, are we going to trust our doubts and fears and our impatience? Are those the things that we're going to rely on? We don't need to worry if people think we're mean, Tara. Because they'd all do the exact same thing. It isn't because your patience wore out, it's because your wisdom kicked in. Just at the right time. Just at the right time. God's faithful. Real faithful. And so we put our trust, so we are going to trust in our doubts, or are we going to trust in what he says? Are we going to trust in what he says? Are we going to trust in what he says? We're going to trust in what he says, aren't we? Well, it depends. No. It doesn't depend on anything. It's trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Don't lean on your own understanding. If your own understanding isn't agreeing with him, then exit your own understanding and go with what God says. Just go with what God says. We all are flawed at times. You know? Like Paul said, I don't always do what I want to do, and I do what I don't want to do. What am I going to do? Did he say, well, I can't do anything. I guess it'll just have to bet the way I am. No, he said, wait a minute. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. You see, because when we're trusting in the Lord, the peace of God that passes understanding keeps our heart and our mind in Christ Jesus when we trust in the Lord. Help me trust in the Lord. That's reasonable. I will trust in the Lord is the answer. Help me love you better, Lord. That's not terrible, you know. But not like when Vicki and I go to bed at night and she says, "Night, honey, love you," and I say, "Help me love you." That's a real go to sleep note. Help me love you. Help me love you. He probably doesn't even love me at all. Help me. No. No, I don't need any help. And I should be smart enough not to ask for help. Help me love you. And yet, you know, we'll think, well, that's a brilliant prayer to God. Help me love you. What's not to love? What's not to love? I'm gonna love you. You ask how much I love you, I'll tell you true. Until the 12th of never, roses are red, my love, violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet. I'm just taking you on a roll through old tunes. Okay? I'll pick up my guitar and we'll do Bob Seger and we'll do Turn a Page. Sometimes we got to turn a page, folks. We got to turn the page. Turn the page. Just tear out the back of the book and, I mean, not the Bible, but just tear out everything before that. So then you don't have to, well, I tried faith once and I still haven't got the answer. How's your waiting? Doesn't sound like you're waiting at all. Hezekiah was sick. And God sent Elijah to tell him, you're going to die. Get your affairs in order, you're going to die. And Hezekiah rolled over and said, Lord, I've been faithful. I've been faithful to you. And Elijah's headed out the door, and God says, go back and tell him I'll give him 15 years. It doesn't say that Elijah thought, man, they'll think I'm a false prophet. No, he went back and told him. And God said, in 3 days, you're going to get up and go to the temple. In 3 days, he had to wait 3 whole days to go from death to life. 3 days. Well, what will God do so that he can prove to me that he's going to heal me? My temptation would be to say, forget it, die. You know, I mean, give me a break. 3 days, 3 days. You can't wait 3 days? What's the matter with you? But God, he's so good, he says, I'll tell you what, how about you want time to go ahead 10 steps or backward 10 steps? And Hezekiah said, well, anybody, the sun's always going forward, make it go backwards. And so God did. God's patient and kind. He's slow to anger. He's quick to love. He's wonderful. But I thought, 3 days, you know? If the Lord speaks to Vicki and says, in 3 days, you're going to run and not grow weary, you're going to wish you wouldn't have sold your motorcycle boots, you're going to be totally and completely healed, you know? If she came to me and said, I need God to give me a sign he's going to do it, I would say, honey, reach your hand out as far as you can. And bring it in as fast as you can. Hit yourself in the side of the head. That's what Rodney Howard Brown said. Sometimes I do that to me. Bang! Now, ooh, that hurt. I would say, you know better. But she wouldn't do that. She wouldn't. She'd start practicing skipping. She'd run down to the thrift store to see if she could buy her boots back. Oh, last I saw, you were getting rid of all of them. You just kept the good ones. All right, well then, Lord forgive me. I didn't pay close attention. I didn't count the boots that were in the bag. Anyway, The point is, if God gives you a 3-day promise, that's like instant, isn't it? You know, how are we waiting? He calls and he hears you. He doesn't say, I'll hear you next year, I'll hear you. So he heard me. If he hears me, and I know that he hears me, then I know that I have what I've asked for. It doesn't matter if it's instant. It doesn't matter if it's 3 days. It doesn't matter if it's 3 years. People have waited 40 years. It doesn't matter. I talked to God and he heard me. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. How are you waiting? How do you wait? Patiently or not? How do you wait? I had an opportunity early Monday morning to check my waiting. First thing, Mia got me up way too early. Way too early. But I can't sleep if she's acting like she needs to get going, because she probably needs to get going. And I don't like cleaning up if she doesn't anyway. But I had that opportunity to look and to see how I'm going to wait, how my patience are going to be. It's not bad to practice patience immediately in the morning, or to have a reality check. If my first response to something is a growl, I've got some time to get my growl taken care of. You know? And so, Mia gave me that opportunity to rejoice. And following that, then I had a funeral and started it out with rejoice. Thank you, Mia. No, thank you, Lord. But to start out with rejoicing. And God spoke to me about opportunities. Opportunities. We get opportunities every day to talk or keep our mouths shut. Seldom will we regret keeping our mouths shut. But frequently we might regret opening them. We get an opportunity to stop. We get an opportunity to think about what we'll say. And while we're thinking about it, we go back to opportunity number one, and that is to keep your mouth shut and say nothing, or to say maybe what's better, or maybe to say exactly what came to our mind. But a pause will never hurt us. It will never regret a pause. I mean, if somebody's got a rock coming at their head, don't wait to see how close it gets before you say duck. There are some things that are automatic. There are some things, but the truth of the matter is we get an opportunity after opportunity after opportunity after opportunity of what to say. How to respond, how to react. We get these opportunities to practice our faith. Opportunities to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you like to grow? Anybody like to grow? Do you enjoy your growth moments? Do enjoy your growth moments. Don't regret your growth moments. Don't bemoan the fact that you had to recover. No, no, no. Rejoice that you grow. If you want to grow, you're amazing. You're amazing. This is my desire, Lord. I want to honor you. That's what I want. I want to honor you. Everything that I do, every moment I'm awake, every breath that I take, I want to honor you. That is my desire. And so every time you do, rejoice. And every time you don't, rejoice that you can correct it. Every time you don't, rejoice that you recognize that you don't. Sometimes people will say the most awful things, and then they'll say, and I needed to be said. Maybe sometimes not. You know? Rejoice that you desire to grow. Rejoice when you see growth. Rejoice when you correct a stumble. I rejoice when I stumble and don't fall. I do. You know, sometimes I'm just going, whoa, praise the Lord, the running back's still here, because I'm walking through my garage to throw stuff out and I catch a foot and I'm still standing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's wonderful. And I was pulling on those wild grapevines, and I was pulling and pulling, and I had them pulling real good, and the grapevine broke. And I landed flat on my back in the driveway. Okay. We can get up. We got up. Whoa, I can still take a hit. You know what I mean? Rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. How we wait, how we grow. It's so good that we do. And we grow because we love God. We grow because we have not arrived. We aren't doing good enough. We can still do better. We can enjoy the Lord more. There's room for growth. I have days, I do honestly, I have days, I wake up in the morning, and then when I lay my head to rest, I can actually say I was blessed. And it's even better if you can say, not only was I blessed, but I was a blessing. And I didn't have to go to the body shop, and I didn't have to fix something. I just had a good day. Man, that's a miracle. That's a miracle. I didn't even think anything bad. I wasn't around people on those days, you know, because you see people, you got it. There's so much stuff that needs fixed in people. Right? What's the matter with those people anyway? Right? We can just spot that, and if we get to spotting that, we need to go to the mirror and say, what's the matter with you, Roger? It's not your business. More and more, Vicki and I say to each other, that's not my business, is it? No, not my business. You know, mind your own business. Minding other people's business will wear you out. I mean, people are stupid. No, I'm just kidding. Those other people. Yeah. Those other people. Yeah. But anyway, today I'm about to do something new, God says. I'm about to do something new. He says that to you every single day. Every single day, he's about to do something new. You can know that he's about to do something new. It doesn't have to be something that moves the whole earth, but he's going to do something new. Every day, he's going to reveal something to you. Every day. Every day. Behold, he said, behold, I'm about to do something new. Behold means we're looking for it. I'm about to do something new that if you'll receive the something new, those old things will pass away, and don't go back thinking about them. Don't go back and rehearse them. Reverse them if you need to, but don't rehearse them. Leave them be. Just leave them be, because God's doing something new. Something to look forward to. Something to look forward to. It doesn't have to be giant. It can be tiny. But when it's God, there's no small thing that God does. I'm about to do something new. See, I've already begun. Oh, man, I missed the start. Oh, no. When we were blessed and went to Alaska and the Iditarod was going to start, and Vicki was in, like, she was in the third heaven. All of those dogs getting ready to start. And they started where we were, but then they go someplace else and really start or something like that.
We saw the restart.
Oh, okay. So they started somewhere else, and then we saw the restart, the real start. No, not re, but real, the real start. And now for Vicki Day from South Dakota. No, they didn't say that. They didn't say that, but they didn't know that that's what they were doing. Just for her. Everybody else got to be a part of it, but it was just for her. Because special things come from God. Amen. Special things come from God. And so, who gets the glory? Glory to God. All heaven shouts glory. We should shout glory because God's doing. Have you not seen it? Did you see it? I'll make a pathway through the wilderness. Are you going through a wilderness? I know some people that are in kind of a wilderness thing. And I want them to know that God's got a path through it. Just keep walking it. And just start rejoicing. Just start getting excited now. Get excited about what God's got coming. Get a little more pep in your step. Strut just a little bit. Catch a look at yourself in a window as you go by. Make sure, you know. Get ready. Get ready, because God says, I'm doing a new thing, and I'm going to create rivers in a dry wasteland. Vicki informed me that they've been informing that the rain that came was too late for the corn. It'll be good for other things. I rebuke that, and I say, look out for the corn. Look out for the corn. Get ready to rejoice. Now, I don't know too much, but I do know this, that if you're gonna want market for something, you know, a little less for the corn ain't nothing compared to a whole lot more for the beans. You know? Who knows? But, you know, it'll work out. We should plan for it to work out. I can't tell you how many times in the last 40 years that we've lived back here, people have been saying, oh, we ain't going to have nothing. There won't be nothing. And then 3 months later said, I didn't think we'd get anything, but this has been a pretty good year. Why can't it be a good year? Why can't we plan for these? Why can't you plan for a solution and a resolution and a revolution for the things that you've been inclined or tempted or beaten into worrying about? Worry does not do anything for anybody. Does not, never will, never can. I've probably spoken to 5,000 prisoners, maybe more, and I have not had one yet say that worrying has helped them. So I say try to rejoice. It's like, okay, Vicki's vehicle now has a thing where you reach and pick a gear. And I still sometimes I know where these gears are. And I gotta look and find the right one. I'll get them memorized, but you just push the button, okay? So if I'm in there, and there's something behind me, and so I need to go forward, and my finger goes toward the R, which stands for reverse, we all know that, and I need to collect myself and correct myself and not put it in R and run into whatever's behind me. Right? I know, that's pretty simple. But think about it. How many times do you put an R when you should put it in D? How often do you forget to put it in P? Sometimes my car says to me, your vehicle's not in P. That's why your key won't shut off. That's why you can't get your key out. I was busy. I was thinking about something else. Sometimes that's where we make our mess ups. We're thinking about something else. So what? Fix it. Fix it. Before you put a dent in something that you can't undent. Think about it before you say it. If you're going to say something, think about it before that word gets out there and you can't fix it. They just don't come back, shaking that pillow full of feathers and then trying to collect all the feathers. I brush Storm and his fur is all over depending on the direction of the wind. And I love it when it's windy. Otherwise, I fill a trash can. But you still can't collect them all. You can't collect them all. But you can collect all the promises of God. And he'll create rivers in a dry wasteland. He'll make things work where it looks like there's no way it can work. When you remember, you know what? God will make a way. God will make a way. And it'll be better than we thought. See, we've got to learn to plan for better than we thought. Don't get caught in that thing of, you know, hope for the best but plan for the worst. Do not be a plan for the worster. Do not. Don't. Declare the best. Declare the best. God's doing something. God's doing something. He's going to do a new thing. I can't wait to see the new thing God... Well, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Might not be, but there's new things for me. There's new ways to talk. There's new ways to think. There's new ways. There are new ways. I trimmed high branches yesterday with my tractor. Raised the bucket. Grab them with that grapple. Down they came. And if I couldn't get them down, then they belonged there. And I was just as happy either way. And my chainsaw started. That may not be a big deal to you, but it is to me. Because it cuts faster. If I had to do them by hand, they'd still be laying out there. That's God. Oh, come on. God doesn't have anything to do with that. He does for me. I don't care if he doesn't work with you. He does for me. He does a new thing. He takes care of things. I'll give him the glory. That's all that there is to it. How's your waiting? Guess what? You don't have to wait. You can praise right away. You can rejoice right away. You can plan right away. You can give thanks right away. And you just feel better because you can give thanks right away. Because God's doing something. God is doing, say God's doing something. Now say it again like you mean it. And it's for my good. That's it. He has only good plans for me. Amen? Amen. So how's your waiting? How are you waiting? Are you waiting? Can you wait? Will you wait? You know? Yeah. Why not? See, because we have a place to deposit our words, and we know that our words will be heard, and we're talking to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we can wait, and we can rejoice. We can know. God says, have you not seen it? See, as our faith grows, we wait better. And God says, time's going to come when, before they've asked me for something, I'm going to answer it. It's going to show up before they ask. Okay, then. See, that's how God works. I'm on that list. I know that I'm on that list. I look forward to that. You know, it's kind of one of those things when I was just thinking about a hot dog and I come home and my wife's boiled hot dogs. Before I asked, before I even said anything, before I actually thought it out loud, there they are on the stove. Oh, how God loves me. Oh, how he loves me. Or she comes home from the grocery store with a package of bologna. No, I guess it was my bronze worker. Boy, I guess I'm never going to get bologna. But I got this, and I'm sure of this. If she's ever at the store and God says, Vicky, get Roger some bologna. She might say, but Lord, you don't understand. It's not good for him. And he would say, don't worry, Vicky, I can take care of that. What? I can think how I want to think. Yes. Not your business. Hallelujah. Yeah. Better than I can hope or imagine. But that's not a problem, because if she doesn't bring it home, I can pick it up myself. And I don't bring it in going, see, Vicky, see. I don't do that. I slip it into the refrigerator. I share it with the dogs and the cats. But when I make a sandwich nowadays, I put 2 pieces of bologna in. When I was growing up, you didn't get 2 pieces of bologna in your sandwich. I can put 3 in if I want, because God is for me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? I know I'm just rambling here. But here's the deal. We can wait rejoicing, or we can wait worrying, and we can wait complaining, and we can wait miserable. That's not the way to do it. Think about God's plans. Think about God's will. Think about God's ways. Think about God's promises. Blessed are they who put their trust in the Lord. That's all I got to say about that. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. And we thank you that you're patient and you're teaching us that. That good things are spoken of you. That's the only thing that should ever be spoken of you. We pray, Lord, that your name be kept holy. For yours is the kingdom and the power. Yours is the glory. We pray for this nation. We pray for our president. We pray for a quick resolving of Iran. We pray for the people of Iran to be saved. We pray for revival. We pray for fellowship. We pray for the whole wide world to speak the name of Jesus. We pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Can you get prayer?
Mary did pray, but
hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's pray. Oh, she wants a hot chair. There we go. Hallelujah.
I fell on my shoulder about 2-3 years ago, and my clavicle is messed up, and this is getting worse and worse.
Not anymore.
And I can't,
Not anymore. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Pray, people, pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody's got an anointing to pray for this. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus, for healing every part of Tara's shoulder. The clavicle, the muscles, the ligaments, everything restored, restored, renewed like an eagle. A special present on Tara's birthday. Mm-hmm. Shoulder restored in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Smooth that shoulder. Amen. Smooth that joint. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And for Vicky's hand to be totally restored.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And Roger's back.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. It's finished. Amen.
That's a good word. Yeah, it's finished.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You are the God of restoration.
And surround LaVon with a cool breeze, Lord. Just a cool breeze. Amen. Amen. No weapon formed against anyone in this group can prosper. Healing. Healing, Lord. Healing. Every person, everyone, top of our heads, the tips of our toes. Let it flow, Lord.
We come to you, Lord, in faith, and you reward faith. So thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And you are.
Amen. 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 Your hand upon my bride.
Thank you. When the world fell into sin, you sent Jesus, and he took care of that. It's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Father, and that's the way you are,
no
God.
Mm-hmm.
When the Israelites were going to the promised land, the Red Sea was no problem. God took care of that. That was no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And he told Abraham and Sarah they were going to have a child. And they said, we can't. We're too old. He said, that ain't no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
He showed them it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And he told Abraham, he said, if you don't believe me, look up at the count of stars in the sky. That's a big deal.
Well, that's too many to raise.
We believe whatever we're praying for Tara, it's no big deal for you. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
We praise you and thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' precious name.
Hallelujah.
But it shed blood. He shed for every one of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.